Facebook Marketplace, South Milwaukee, buy, sell, and trade. Teeth, $100 listed for sale. Cudahy, Wisconsin. Only used maybe three times. Okay, I'm just reading.
So are they new or he just doesn't wear them very often?
You know,
we don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
I know this. The reason I'm selling these, quote, is my cousin owed me some money and won't pay me, so I took his teeth. I only want what he owes me. This is on Facebook's Marketplace, South Milwaukee, right? So then the comment section. Chad, too bad they only fit the person they were molded to. Good luck with your money. Hopefully he'll come to his senses and pay you, LOL. Amanda, this is some seriously petty crap, she
no
says.
Kidding.
So he responds to Amanda when she says it's the guy who's selling them.
Oh.
You know, she says, this is petty. And he says, Amanda, you're right. Just give me $50. I'll give you the top ones.
What?
Yeah. Kristen says, I'll trade you for a case of soda and some potatoes.
Which seems like a good deal.
Colleen, this is really stupid. Don't nobody want to put nobody else's teeth in their mouth.
Right.
True.
I don't know that I would have said it exactly like
no,
that.
It does, but
I
agree, we understand.
I agree with the sentiment. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. Bruce says, trade you for some hearing aids. Brittany, only in Cudahy you find someone selling teef. T-E-E-F, she spelled it. Leslie, some people just want attention. Dave says, can I try them on first? I don't want to spend that kind of money if they don't fit. And then Carissa says, anyone who thinks this man is serious, you need help.
Mm-hmm. She's probably right.
How did Cudahy become the joke? It's unfair. You know, every city has a joke city that's nearby. How did Cudahy become
the joke? Have you been to Cudahy? I mean, when it's because there used to be a lot of the Patrick Cudahy slaughterhouses that had a real distinct odor.
So that's where you're going. You're going for the origins. Like, how did that become?
Right.
And a lot
right.
of bars. And a lot, it was blue collar.
Yeah, but I mean, why pick on that? Because of the smell, you say. Because of the slaughterhouses.
I mean, there are some parts of Cudahy that are right on Lake Michigan that are beautiful.
Beautiful, right.
And, Bob Hope, when he would come to town, would always try to localize his routine. And I still remember this because it's like, oh, my God, he's talking about a city in Milwaukee.
Right. Yeah.
He said, he's at State Fair, and he said, yeah, you like my cologne? You've heard of Evening in Paris? This is Afternoon in Cudahy. And the crowd exploded because he said Cudahy.
Absolutely. Because, people just love that.
They don't want that. Cudahy doesn't want to be
the
butt of the joke.
No, they don't, but.
But they will remain the butt of the joke, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
Well, especially whenever teeth are for sale.
That doesn't help.
On the Facebook Marketplace.
No, that doesn't help.
Speaking of teeth, comedian Joe List is really self-conscious on stage because of his teeth.
I'm a little nervous. I get nervous on stage, mostly because I'm self-conscious about my looks. And a lot of you are probably like, how come? You're adorable. And I appreciate that. I'm mostly self-conscious about my teeth. I hate my teeth. I was talking to my buddy the other day. I was confiding in him. I was like, man, I'm really self-conscious about my teeth. And then he looked at him. He's like, dude, all you need is some Crest whitening strips. I was like, thanks, man. I'm actually self-conscious that they're crooked. But let's throw yellow in there, I guess. We'll get yellow involved. That's sort of like someone going, hey, do I look fat in this? And like, well, you've gotten uglier, so it's hard to say. Oh.